He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Chaz Arbuckle with us on Tuesdays to talk some ball. And Buck, I had on the NFL games just to try and stay engaged. I want to ask you, though, in your playing days, maybe not high school, but college or pro, watching the Titans game, they're down 6-0 early, couple of field goals. They score a touchdown. Then there's a penalty, which moves the ball closer on the kick, so they go for two and they don't get it. I don't know that I've ever seen a team, maybe other than high school, go for two that early in a game when 8-6 isn't really any better than 7-6. I was completely floored by that. And but the other note here is they didn't make it. That's the biggest news. It didn't work. Have you ever seen that in a game you've been part of?
I've seen coaches chasing early. I don't know if that early, though.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah. You know, they always tell you they got the card or, you know, this whole we have this kind of algorithm figured out. And nowadays, I will say, even more so than when I played and even just over the last 5 to 10 years, the analytics folks can play a bigger role in football than they used to. I know it's not as big as it is in baseball and even basketball, but the analytics people kind of can tell what you should do and what you shouldn't do. I mean, I think that's why we saw Brandon Staley, the head coach for the Los Angeles Chargers. I got to kind of keep getting that instead of San Diego Chargers. They just kept going on fourth down all the time. So I'm wondering if Crable and his group are doing that with, you know, with some analytics folks, but I haven't seen it that early. I mean, to answer your question, no, usually, you know, you can see it sometimes in the second quarter and you start, oh, okay, why are we chasing these points? Or they did it and it's been a good thing, but that looked a lot early to me.
Was that one of the best weekends of pro football, postseason, what have you, that you've seen?
Yeah, I've seen some really good weekends, but that weekend, I think, just because of the nature of walking off. And I'll say this, you know, if you're a defensive purist, you probably hated it because some of the things that you saw from a defensive standpoint, 13 seconds, and the Chiefs were able to just march down, kick a field goal, get back in contention and win in overtime. I think if you look at Tampa Bay, basically cover zero or, you know, having a safety cover, Cooper Kupp, who, you know, you probably need 3 or 4 people covering him right now the way he's playing. But with that said, the nature of it and the ability for Mahomes and Josh Allen, I mean, you know, I don't know if I've ever felt as bad for a person to lose a game as I've had for Josh Allen. I mean, I thought he did everything he could to put his team in contention to win. But it was crazy. And it was just one of those things that each time you said, okay, this game can't get any better, it was something that just stood out for the whole weekend. And I think that was and I think what it does, what I always like about pro football and any pro sport, is when you get to playoffs, it becomes matchups and making sure you don't make mistakes in critical times. And not just mistakes by players, but you can see coaching mistakes, and they're more magnified. And I mean, I think, you know, I think just because people now play Madden, they think, oh, I know how to do this. Well, it's still the human element in it. And it can be a mistake by an official that sometimes can be overturned. But it's just a number of things that you look at, and you can go back, and we can all play armchair quarterback, and, oh, they should have done this. But in the heat of the moment, you go back and you look at that, and you say, man, I wish we would have done this differently or that differently. And I think that's just playoff football lends itself to that. And that was, that weekend, last weekend was unbelievable.
A member of the audience, Jeff Chu, looked it up. And we talked about this in the past. Aaron Donald, class of 2010, high school recruiting class 2010, was the 353rd player in the nation ranked. And barely a 3-star, Buck. And he's a 6-foot, 275-pound, 280-pound defensive lineman who can whip any number of 350-pound offensive linemen they want to put on him. It's incredible to watch that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a difference maker. And it was interesting to see a guy also across from him on the other side of the defensive line. And Dominican Sue used to be dominant.
Oh, yeah.
He's not as dominant anymore. But Vita Vea also, he's not an undersized guy, but he's big and athletic. And just to watch Aaron Donald on the inside, what struck me, and it always has, is even when he was at Pittsburgh, when they wanted to move him to the defensive end position and away from the three, or he's not a true nose because of his size, but he still plays on the interior D line. But even when they put him outside, he still had the ability to beat tackles and did it pretty consistently. And you saw that even this weekend when they would move him and slide him out and just let him go to work on whoever was the weakest link. It was like, okay, this guy can't block you. These two guys or these three, sometimes it's the guard and center on both sides trying to triple team him, and he still finds a way to be disruptive. But when he goes outside and he's got a little bit of one-on-one, it's a nightmare. And he's just been doing that. It's interesting, when I covered him at Pittsburgh, I can just remember turning on the tape and just like, man, this kid is undersized. He was about probably 275, maybe 280. He may have been 300 pounds. You know, he wasn't a true 300 pounder. But the thing that he was relentless. And it was just, it stood out from the very first moment I saw him in college, and nothing's really changed about him other than he's gotten a lot stronger. And he's always had that mean streak, which they've talked about, where if you know, he's not going to start anything, but he's going to be the one to try, probably usually finish it. And you've seen that at times where he can get a little, his temper would get the best of him when he was younger. I think he's learned now that, hey, most of the time these folks can't block me no matter what. So if I just keep doing what I'm doing. And, Bill, I'll tell you the other thing that's helped him in this playoff run is Von Miller is getting back to his old self at the right time, which really helps that Rams defense, and they have multiple guys. They can bring Floyd in. They got a bevy of defensive linemen that help them stay fresh, but it starts with Aaron Donald and Von Miller, of course.
Is New England as a superpower done?
You know, I'd have to say, unless they make some wholesale changes, I don't know. I think the regular season they can win with the things that they're doing. Now, I would say this, Mac Jones has done a really nice job of showing how well of an NFL player he could be. And I knew he was going to be good, but it's still to be determined. But I think they're going to have to get some more weapons on offense, especially on the outside, to help him. And they're going to have to allow him to do some of the things he was able to do at Alabama. He could stretch the field. He could throw the ball well. And when they did at times this year, you know, it was some good, some bad. But the superpower piece, I think that marriage that they had with Belichick and Brady, if it's any indication, it's going to be hard for them to get back to that level. It's going to take a lot of things to happen. And you're starting to see assistants leave and some of the things that, you know, generally happened in the past that didn't bother them because you still had the two cornerstones of Brady and Belichick. Now with Brady down in Tampa Bay, Belichick's still there. Belichick didn't win before Brady, and I'm not sure if he's going to win after him. They're going to be in contention, and they're going to fight to, and they'll get to the playoffs. But I don't know if that run that they had, I would be shocked if they're able to get on a run like that, like we've never seen other than in college football with Alabama that we're witnessing right now.
Sean McVay.
Have witnessed, right? Yeah, because now correct. Georgia fans, hey, what about us?
Sean McVay, coach for the Rams, is from the Atlanta area. He went to Marist School there and played small school, college ball, et cetera. He's already been, as we know, to a Super Bowl prior. Might be heading again. What kind of trajectory is he on?
He's on a pretty good trajectory, Bill. I mean, I saw him when he was in college playing with, I think he and Ben Roethlisberger crossed paths because I called a lot of games in the MAC when Sean was at Miami of Ohio.
Right.
And if memory serves me correct, he was on quite a few of those. Maybe he was coming in as Ben was leaving. I can't remember the exact time frame, but I know, you know, he was in that cradle of coaches, his dad and his grandfather, you know, just guys that were around the league. He was able to get a GA or a quality control position with early on with John Gruden. But the one thing that I've always heard about him from guys that have played with him and the guys that are on his team is that he's really a real strong advocate for his players. He's got a photographic offensive memory from what people say. And he just seems to understand. He seems a little bit wiser than his years. And it seems to show, like, this whole thing with Matthew Stafford, everybody had been kind of like, wow, Matthew Stafford can't get it done. Matthew Stafford can still throw the damn football. Oh, yeah. And I know you and I have seen him in college, right? I mean, Matthew Stafford could spin the football even when he was, you know, when they were at the lowest of lows when he was coaching for years, you know, for years with the Detroit Lions. So I'm not shocked by that. But I think what it is, what shocked me the most with Sean McVay and some of this other stuff, he played wide receiver and I think quarterback. He played wide receiver in college. But what's been interesting with this run is when they lost Robert Woods, I really thought they were going to struggle with OBJ because I didn't know what OBJ you were going to get. When he wants to play and he's engaged, he's there. And it seems like they've done a really nice job of getting him involved and making him a key component. He's made some plays in the postseason. He looks like he's back to playing ball and not all the off-the-field stuff. But if Woods had stayed, you had Cooper Kupp and OBJ. OBJ has really had a chance to flourish, and Cooper Kupp has just been beating people left and right. I mean, I don't know if anybody's been able to cover him all season with 155 catches, something ridiculous. But I think what McVay does is gets guys in position to play, and they seem to love playing for him, and they play hard. And, you know, it'll be interesting with the Rams now as they get to this next step. They haven't been able to beat the 49ers consistently, but it'll be interesting to watch if they can do that, being able to play at home for the Super Bowl, you know, in L.A., would be interesting because, you know, the Rams have been always kind of the afterthought sometimes team. And for them to get a chance to play in that beautiful stadium they have, I haven't had a chance to see it in person, Bill, but that place is unbelievable. And I think Sean McVay is a real reason why this Rams team is starting to peak at the right time.
Charles R. Buckle joins us every Tuesday. Buck, have a fantastic rest of the week. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Hey, Bill, I appreciate it. One last thing, man. My high school coach John Pierce has been battling. He's been in ICU. So, you know, all the listeners, you guys pray for him. He's a great dude. One of the reasons I started playing as a junior on the varsity, and my career took off and his career was already blooming, and he coached in college a few places, coached a lot of great players. So just keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely will. Thank
all
you.
Right, man. Take care.